Conservation compliance went well this first year, according to Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, who told the House Agriculture Committee this week that 98% of farmers filed their compliance forms by June 1st as required, leaving only about 10,000 farmers in the country that did not.
Of that number, many of them are no longer farming. Some of them are no longer around. So that number is going to be significantly reduced by the time it's all said and done. We are sending out letters now to that handful of folks who may be surprised when they find out. We will obviously begin hearing soon, I suspect, from folks.
Farm Service Agency Administrator Val Dolcini says they feel very good about the response they received to the compliance deadline, and he credits the outreach by both USDA and various organizations and risk management interests.
Public and private sector organizations, specialty crop organizations, different commodity groups, farm bureaus around the nation, USDA agencies, and the crop insurance industry really teamed up to make sure that folks knew about the June 1 deadline, had as much information as they needed to appropriately fill out that form. We will continue to use this kind of public outreach model, I think, for many of our programs going forward. It's a good combination when we're reaching people by phone, by postcard, and allowing them to use online services to contact our offices.
Even though the deadline has passed and USDA has no way of extending it, Dolcini says there's still hope for farmers who might have good reasons for missing the deadline.
We have a robust appeals process at the county level that our county committees hear, and if a farmer has an extenuating circumstance, farmers that may have been in the hospital, may have had a family emergency, we will certainly look into, and I'm sure that we can work with that individual to make sure that they have an opportunity to receive those crop insurance premium subsidies.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.